Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph. We're on Nun Amud Beis by the Gufa, second line from the bottom. And today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Chaya Hodis, Bas Elimelech Zev, whose yard site is today, the Neshama should have an Aliyah, and all the learning should be Le'ilu Nishmasa. So, Gufa, we said yesterday, Amar Rav, Ein Machzikin B'nichze Eishez Ish. No person can acquire the property of a married woman. That's what we said yesterday. Ein machzikin b'nichzei eishes ish. That means if a woman, Mrs. Schwartz, owns property, you can't go onto that field. Say you bought it, you lost the shtar, you're there for 3 years. You cannot acquire a chazaka from a Mrs. woman, anybody. Mrs. Ploni. You can't do that. Okay? Why not? Did we say yesterday why not? Right, did we say yesterday why not? So Rashbam says, the Rashbam said yesterday, Dimotzi Amra, she's going to say, Al Bailo Samachti. My husband digs, I'm not busy in the field, I'm busy in the kitchen. Right? I was quiet, and he's going to say something. Right? So therefore what? We're talking about other people, not the husband himself. Other people can't be get a chazaka on the property of a woman. Why? Of a missus. Why? Because she's going to say, I didn't protest because my husband was going to protest. So there's never going to be a chazaka. Right? V'dayne gola amru machzikin. The dayne gola, who the Rashbam reminds us, are Shmuel and Karna. They said, no, machzikin. Amar Rav, halacha k'dayne gola. The halacha's like that. Of course you can. Amar le, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, l'Rav, Hadar be mar mishmaitze. Did you retract from what you said? Right. Amar le, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, l'Rav. Did you retract from what you said? Right. Because you said, Amar Rav, ain't machzikin. You can't get a chazaka. Amar Rav, the halacha's like the ones who say you can get a chazaka. Which one is it? Right? Which one is it? So you took it back? Amale, no. Mistabra Amri kid Rav Yosef. No. I said like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, we ended up like look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam, second line. Hecha dahavi mixas chazaka b'chaye bala. When there's a mixas chazaka, when the husband's still alive. V'shalosh l'achar mitzas abal. Then the husband died. Now what's she going to say? My husband's going to take care of it for me. He died. Now you have to get down into the trenches, the woman, and she has to figure out what to do. So that's not an excuse anymore. I didn't say anything because my husband's going to say it. But it has to start before the husband was dead, right? Like we said yesterday. That's when it's going to work. They hold like Rav, they argue in Rav in all cases. The Dayanei Gola hold, you can always protest against the woman, against the missus. Always protest against the missus. Rav said, I hold like them, but only if, you started before the husband died, then the husband died, then you were there for 3 years, and the wife was on notice, she better say something. If she doesn't say something, she's going to lose it. That's such a case, yeah. But in a regular case, they would hold no. So it's a machlokas. Okay. Then we said, the Mishnah said, v'lo le'isha b'nichzei baila. A woman cannot get a chazaka in her husband's stuff. Sapshita, and obvious. How can a woman get a chazaka in her husband's stuff? What's she going to do? She's going to go down to the field and say, what? He sold it to me. It's ridiculous. Why? Kiv on the isle mizone. Since she is allowed to be fed, she's allowed to eat. Then she's allowed to eat. He has a chiv to feed her. Mizone hu dekaachla. She what is it? I was here for 3 years on this field. Shkayach, that's your breakfast and lunch and dinner. What do you mean you're on the field for 3 years? What kind of chazak is that? So Gemara says, "No, lo tzmicha diichid lo arachwini." He gave her a field for her food. He said, "That's your food over there, right over there, lemizona, for food." So this is a separate field.
Yeah, but she still has rights to be there.
Exactly. So I would have thought, but he already gave her food. So I'm going to get a chazak. Field A was for her food. So now that she has a chazak on field B, it should work. Right? Kamash Balan says the Mishnah, she doesn't get a chazak on field B either. Why? Because it's her husband's field. What kind of thing is that chazak? Now, that implies haraya yesh. What if she has a raya? What if she has a raya that she bought the field? Right? What kind of...
She bought the field from him?
Yeah, she has a star, she has edim, then what? Also she doesn't have a chazaka. If without, without a star, without edim, we say for sure no chazaka at all, for sure not. What about if she has a raya? Right?
Yeah.
Lema legluye zuzi hu debai.
What does she need chazaka for?
What?
She has a star, what does she need chazaka for?
Exactly, so she has a star. So the Gemara says something fascinating. Lema, let's say, now why would a husband sell his wife a field? Right? Why would he do that? So, one of two reasons. Either he's selling her a field, or he's accusing, he thinks that she's stealing money from him. Right? She's stealing money from his wallet. When he goes to sleep, she takes money out of his wallet every night. And she's hoarding his money. And he can't find the money. So what does he do? One day he says, you know what, dear, honey, I want to sell you one of my fields. She's excellent. How about $1,000? Perfect. It's the same $1,000. It belongs to him all along. Says the Gemara, Lilema ligluye zuzihu debai. He's just doing it to reveal his money. He's just doing it to reveal his money. Says the Rashbam.
See if she has money.
To his money that she stole. Where does she have money from? It doesn't work.
Right.
Where does she have money from? Mos hitmina mimeni. It's the money she hid from me. Venus kavanti legalos li maoseha. I want to reveal that money. Where's that money? All right, I'll make up a ruse. I'll sell her something. Ubecheskas mos shali lakachta miyada. It's my money. Right? It wasn't for a sale. Falo ladas kinyan mechira kabalti. I wasn't doing for a kinyan mechira. Falo gamarti viknisi. I never made a kinyan on this money. It's my money. The whole thing was a joke. Just to get my money back. So maybe that's the pshat. Right? So we said, haraya yesh. What a shot shows of a raya. It's ridiculous, a raya. No raya. Lema legluyehu zuzihu deboi. Right? So, now the Gemara says like this. Now, we don't say that. We don't say that. Why? Because the Mishnah said that a woman cannot get a chazaka in her husband's property. What about a raya? She would get it. Ah, maybe he just did it to find out where his money is. Shmamina. Since we don't say that. Shmamina. Hamocher sadal ishto. Kansa. She does own it. V'lo amrinan, we don't say this far-fetched thing. V'lo amrinan, l'gluy yezuzi hu debai. We don't say that. We don't say that he's doing it. We don't say that. So where are we up to? Right? So the Gemara says, lo, ema haraya. It could be that we don't take a stand on that. What kind of raya is it? In other words, we're not taking a stand on, if she produces a star that she bought the field from her husband, we're not sure what to say. Either it's a joke, and he did it to get his money back, or it's legit. We're not saying anything about that. We don't know what to say about that. Lo, how about this? Ema haraya yesh bishtar matana. It's a bishtar matana. The husband gave it to her as a matana. She has a shtar matana. No ruse, no trickery. We don't know what to say about that.
But doesn't the matana create a hazaka?
What?
Does the matana create a hazaka?
Exactly the point, exactly. Say if she produces a shtar matana, she owns it.
Right, okay.
Right? We said a woman can't get a chazaka in her husband's field. That means without a raya. What about a raya? Well, what kind of raya? A raya of a mecher? I'm not sure about that because it could be it's a joke.
Yeah.
No, a raya of matana.
Okay.
Right? A raya of matana. So she produces that. Of course she gets it.
Yeah.
Right? So the Rashbam says, the Rashbam of Amalei, Hey, chadik a shtar machira. If there's a shtar machira, afilu legluye zuze. Afilu legluye zuze. Mechavein, even if bekabala thamos have a kinyan gomer, it could be it's a kinyan gomer. Why? Didal zuze mehacha. Take the. I'm not sure what this means. Take the money out of the equation. Dal zuze. The Gemara says this in a minute. Dal zuze mehacha. V'tikni b'shtar mechira. She produces a shtar mechira. So what the Rashbam is going to say is to go through such a ruse to get your money back. It's very far fetched. It's one thing to tell your wife, I'll sell you that, but to go to the lawyers and draw up a shtar mechira just to get your money back, far-fetched. The gabi mos hu de'ikul lemeimar kabalta mos halolu lo litni. I didn't take the money transfer, that was a joke, right? L'gluye zuzi nischavin la'atzmo kabalam. It's my money, I want my money back. Aval gabi shtar mechira lo shayach lemeimar hachit. It's not shayach. Ela harehu kishtar matana. Da'kol modin lo l'kaman de'kanta. Everyone realizes. D'mar revach yesh lo b'ksivas shtar mechira. What are you writing a shtar mechira for? Elavadai gamar va'aknila. You for sure gave it to her. V'ha lek lememar d'ilo kasev lo shtar lo haviyavi zuzei. If not for the shtar mechira, I'd never give it to her. Ulaglu yezuzin itzchavin gam b'ksivas ashtar. The kol kach lo masik inish adaiti. To so far fetch, the guy's not going to go to write up a whole fake shtar. So must be it's a shtar matana. Now the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nach, okay, that's a story. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, lo havi mar gabon beurta, you weren't there with us last night, betchuma, by the tchum, but the Rashbam says that the shiv was by the tchum, because it was like a location, central location for all the different areas to come to the yeshiva, or the shul. Damrina mili ma'alisa. We said an amazing thing by the shir yesterday. You missed an amazing shir. Amalei, my mili ma'alisa amrisu. What amazing thing did you say? So the amazing thing we said was, Hamocher sada le'ishto, if someone tells a field to his wife, Kansa, she gets it. V'lo amrina, and we don't say, L'glu yezuzi hu deboy. We don't say that it was just for a ruse. That's the amazing thing. Amalei pshita. Not obvious, as the Rashbam just said. Dal zuzi mihacha. So I'm not sure how to say this. Forget the money for a minute. Forget the money aspect. He gave her a shtar. He gave her a shtar mechira that he gave. He says that the money was just to get my money back. I didn't really mean it to go right and draw up a shtar like that, right? V'tikni dalzuz mihacha, v'tikni b'shtara. But the shtar itself is evidence that he gave it to her willingly. Milo tanan, didn't we learn nechasim sheyesh behem achrayis niknim bekesef shtar bechazaka, right? So forget the money. The shtar itself is a transfer document. Just for the shtar. Even if she didn't pay a nickel. Even if she never paid. My husband would be very foolish. I want my money back. Figure out a different way to find your money. Go hire a private detective. What can I tell you? It's not going to work. Because once you give her the shtar, she owns the field. So what kind of chiddush was that? What kind of great shir did I miss? A Malay, no, v'lavir ma'ala, amar Shmuel, lo shanu el b'shtar matana. But Shmuel said that only works by a shtar matana, because by a shtar mecher we're not sure what to say. Avu b'shtar mecher lo kana ad chitin lo es dameha. You have to actually give the money, right? Because he's not foolish. The reason why he did it is because he's suspicious that she's stealing his money. So of course he's not going to let the shtar go through until he actually gets the money. So when he gives her the shtar, because he got the money. Now, so 1 second. So therefore it was an amazing vart. That was an amazing shir. This whole idea. V'lav Moshe Rav Nuna. Didn't Rav Nuna ask b'shtar keitzad? What kind of shtar is this? Kasev la'anayar. He wrote it on a piece of paper. Oh, alacheres. Or on a piece of pottery. Afal pi she'ein bo shava pruta. Even though it's not worth anything, right? Even though the shtar is not worth a piece of paper. Sadai mechur lach. Sadai kinuyalach. Hameze mechur v'nesuna. It's a good shtar. It's a good kinyan. It's a good kinyan, right? So what do you see from here? You don't have to get money for a star to be good. It doesn't have to be a transfer of money. So we're back to square one. What kind of chiddush was? What kind of shir was this? What kind of chiddush was this? Right? Yeah. So therefore what? It's pashut that if he gives her a star mechira, of course she gets it. Oh, you missed an amazing shir. It was such chiddushim, we couldn't believe. What chiddushim he said? Oh, that if he gives her a shtar mechira, it works. So it's obvious. So, good?
Yeah, I'm with Ron Shita. I have no idea what this is talking about. So, there's never a time that we ever discuss money when it comes down to...
Correct. To Kinyanim. Correct. Exactly. It's exactly his point. V'lav, hu mosiv lam, hu mefarik la. Now, the answer must be, b'mocher sadehu mipnei ra'asa. He gave her the field that was junk. It was a bad field. It was worthless. Says the Rashbam, Mocher Sadeo Bifnei Ra'asa, Karka Ra'a, bad land, nobody wants that. Debahi Vadai Gam Umakne Miyad Bishtar. See, once he got rid of it,
the money didn't make a difference.
It made a difference. Umos Lahevi Malva Gabi. You want the money? I owe me the money. I'll make it a Ma'asa, you owe me the money. Unload this piece of junk. The money, I owe me the money. The Gabi Lakech Azatavale, I'll ask for the money when I ask for the money. I'm so happy to get this rid of this land. My wife's going to buy it for me. I forget the money. Avol shar karkos, but other land, lo koni b'shtar, ad yav zuzei kiddush Shmuel. It's not going to work, like Shmuel said. That's an amazing thing. That's an amazing chiddush, that it was bad land. Ravashi Amar, a different vort. Oh, good, Robach is coming with the sun. Ravashi Amar, b'matana b'kesh litnalo. No, he wanted it to be a matana. He wanted it to be a matana. And we said, once she has a shtar matana, of course she gets it, right? Of course. So, matana b'kesh litnalo. So then why did v'lama kasev b'loshon mecher? Then why did he write it as a sale? It's only a matana. So why did he write that? K'dei liyafos kocho, to give her koach. What kind of koach? How does she have more koach if it's a sale? So the Rashbam explains, it's in the Rashbam of Rav Ashi Amar Batana Bikesh Lo. In the third line, he says, V'davar haragalhu. It was a common thing. Shekosvin b'shtar matana loshon mecher. I want to give you a matana. I want to give you money. I want to give you my land. But you know what? I would write it as if you bought it. No money changed hands. No money changed hands, but I would write as if you bought it. The mekabel matana, a matana. Why? Why am I doing that? What do you gain by doing that? What do you gain? She'im ya'ar er olav yavo hanosein lipitzoso kedin mocher delo leheve tarumos oleha. I think that means. I think it's some kind of way. I want to give you a matana. I want to give you a piece of land. But I'm going to write it as a shtar mecher, because you have more rights when you buy it. What rights do you have when you buy it? What kind of more rights? So Rashbam here says something about someone else coming to say it's theirs. I'm not sure what that means, because it doesn't make a difference. If he has a prior lien, it doesn't make a difference if it's a matana or a mecher, he's going to lose. Right? However, then he says, V'achikamar, Sadai mechur alach, v'gam nasuna tiyalach. I'm selling it to you, but I'm really giving it to you. It's really a gift. You have a chray, it's like a buyer, like a purchaser. It's also a gift. There's no question about bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah means that the person who's a neighbor has a right of first refusal. So how could you sell it to Mati? You sell it to me first. The answer is no, I gave it to him as a gift. I didn't sell it to him, I gave it to him as a gift. So I went around the din of bar mitzvah, right? Matana less b'mishum dina de bar metzra. As the matana goes around it, v'hainu de'ika yofi koach de mecher u de matana. So I make it both. It's a mecher. Some of you have some kind of rights to it for other creditors. Maybe creditors after the deal. You keep it, and it's a matana in the fact that it's dina de bar, you avoid dina de bar metzra. It's a rock solid gift.
Fine. How does that work with the wife though?
So he gave it to her as a matana.
Why?
Because he wants to give her a matana. Maybe he wants to avoid the IRS, right? So he gave it to her as a matana, but I'm going to write it as a shtar mecher so that the neighbor can't come and say, how could you sell it to your wife? What about me? So I gave it to the matana.
So I used to catch how it worked. It makes no sense. You know that, right?
Why?
There's no purpose in it.
Right. Okay, now.
I think that the reason he gave the shtar to her was because eventually somebody comes along and says, I'm chazoka, I'm sitting there, I'm in.
So
he did it just to...
We started this Gemara from the opposite direction.
We started
the Gemara with... How did the Gemara start? The Gemara started, a wife doesn't acquire a machazoka in the husband's stuff.
Right.
So it's a pshita. No, so finding ways, why would a husband give his wife a shtar and she doesn't acquire... What about a raya? No, a raya is different. She has a raya. She bought it legit from her husband. That's not a chazaka. That's legit. What kind of raya? A mecher? Maybe he just did it to get the money. Because she stole money from him. That doesn't count. We're not sure about that. What about a matana? So a matana, yeah. What about a matana, yeah.
So you understand why it works. It really doesn't make any sense.
What about a matana that looks like a shtar mecher? Why would someone do that? So to avoid the neighbor. Right? Okay. Meisvei. Let's try to... What about the following? Listen to this case. Lovim and Eved. Somebody borrows money from his Eved. Vishikro, and he frees him. Love him to Isha, he borrows money from his wife, Vigirsha, and he divorces her. So he says to his wife, Ein lohem aleha klum. Right? One second. No, who borrowed? One second. Who borrowed here?
The man.
Yeah, the man borrowed from his wife. Oh, yeah. He borrowed from his wife, and then he gave her a divorce.
Right.
So he can't collect. He can't collect. He doesn't have to pay back the wife.
Right.
Right? He doesn't have to pay back the wife. My time, or why not? Because he only did it to get his money back. Honey, can I borrow money from you? I'm going to borrow money. It's my money. Every day, night, night, she goes into my wallet, takes money out.
Yeah,
so I know I'm divorcing her next week. So I asked her, can I borrow money? Right, in quotation marks. Never going to give it back. So what do you see? That we do hold from this shtick.
Give me the good old shit. What happened? She's a lawyer.
What?
He's a big deadbeat. And she's the lawyer.
What do you mean?
The case, she's the deadbeat. He's the deadbeat. She's the lawyer. She's got the money. He's got nothing.
Right, so... Right.
You don't need to go rely on shtick. There are actual cases. Nothing to do with field. That's the problem.
So, no, the question of Rav Nachman. So why did Rav Nachman say we don't say that by the field. We don't say you're doing it just to get your money back. And I can believe we are saying that. So shiny Hassam, there it's different. Right? Why? What do you mean there? Over the case of borrowing from your wife. You borrow from, it's different. Why? Because Hassam, de lo nichalei, l'shavye nafshe, eved lova l'ish malve. You don't...
I'm going to see if she stole his money.
No. A guy doesn't want to be an eved to his wife and an eved to his eved. I owe my eved money? That's crazy. It's a crazy thing, right? So it's obvious. Nobody would ever borrow money from his wife if he's going to divorce her next week. It's obvious. The only reason why he did it was to get his money back. That's obvious. Selling land to your wife? It's not the same thing at all. What kind of stigma is that? Imagine she's walking around the whole neighborhood. I lent money to my husband. What a loser, right? So nobody would ever do that. Nobody would ever borrow. The eved's going to borrow money from an eved? What kind of loser is that? Nobody wants to have that stigma. So it must be he only did it because it's really his money. You can't say that by land. Selling land to your wife? What's the loser? Right? Rosh Baruch says in the bottom, Anan Tzadi, the Shum Adam lo yeh beritzono eved love. No one's borrowing from it. No one's going to be a love. Im lo yachali pater b'shum inyan. If he can get out of it somehow. For Hilkach, ikal amemar legluy yizuzi with the boy. He just did it to get his own money back. Right? My eved's a crook. I'll beat him. I'll quote unquote borrow money from him. And then I'll free him. Then I can't get the money back. Avol gabi mecher gomer umaknei. Shari ne'eno nase eved love b'hach shtar mechira klal. There's no downside, no stigma to selling field to somebody. No stigma like that. And borrow money from an eved, what kind of loser is that? You have to borrow money from your own eved? Obviously you didn't borrow money from him. Obviously it's your money he stole from you. Not the same thing by a sale at all. Fafilu kibel of achrayis, lenuchav of melokech, tavi eved lo v'gabi lokech. Fine. Even if you do achrayis on it, fine. Okay. Next. Shalach ravuna bar oven, hamocher sadal ishto. If you sell a field to your wife, kanta, listen to this. She owns the field, ubal ochel peros, and I can use the field, the husband. After all, nechse malug. So I sell her the field, and then I can go ahead and use it. You hear that? Baram, however, Rav Abba, Rav Avo, v'chol gadol yadar amru, bimatana, bikesh litnula. Really, it was a matana. V'lama kasav la l'shum mecher. Why do you write it like that? K'dei liyafo says kocha, just to give, again, to be mayaf, to give her more rights. Therefore, fine, everyone's on the same page. Meisvei, 1 minute. Love him in an eved, v'shichro. You borrow money from an eved and you free him. Mina isha v'nez garsha. You borrow money from your wife and you divorce her. Ein lahem alof klum. They can't get the money back from you. My time, why not? La mishum darmina l'gluye zuzi hu deboi. So why say the same thing over here? He only sold to the land, right? L'gluye. Shiny hasam. Of course not. We just said this. Nobody in their right mind is going to borrow money from his wife and have that and have her go around telling everybody what a loser he is. And then he divorced her. So he just did it to get his own money back. You can't say the same thing by a gift or by a sale. Can't say that. Now, Amar Rav, Hamocher Sada L'Ishto, we just said it a minute ago. If you sell a land to your wife, Kansa, she gets it, she acquires it. Because we don't say that you're doing it just to get your money back. Va'bal ochel peros, and the baal could eat the peros, right? Bimatana, if you did it with a matana, you give her a matana, kanta, you acquire it, she acquires it, ve'ein habal ochel peros, and the baal cannot eat the peros. Why not? Right? So the Rashbam says one line. It's amazing. Sometimes I'll go 50 lines. One line. Because ba'ayin yafa, b'nosin ba'ayin yafa nasin. When you give a gift, you give a gift by Ayin Yafa. So well, I'm giving you a gift. I'm giving you. I'm buying you a coffee mug. But every day I'm going to come use the mug. What kind of gift is that?
So he holds that. That means Rashbam's holding with the INF one instead of the other one.
Right. So what kind of gift is that? I'm giving you a little piece of land, but I'm going to be here every day, and I'm going to be. I'm going to harvest. I'm going to. What kind of gift is that? It's not an ayin. You have to give a gift by ayin yafa. I give you a gift. I give you a coffee mug. It's for you to use, not for me to use. Same thing over here. In one line, it says the whole thing. It's amazing, right? Then Tosfos has a whole discussion. Very, very good. So what if the wife goes ahead and sells that land to someone else? Can the husband now get the land back?
He's not entitled to the
post. So that's a whole discussion. That's a whole...
The whole thing,
this Tosfos Matana, does that undo the gift? Right? We never say that if I give you a coffee mug. Right. You can do whatever you want with it. We'd never say such a thing. But over here, it's not the same thing. They're married to each other. Yeah.
No, she can never sell property.
Well, because Nitzel Malug.
Exactly.
Right, so it's the same question. Who dies first?
Is he relevant? She can't do anything
right,
with it anymore.
Right.
Once it comes into her possession, even if it's not someone buys it, it's still Nitzel Malug.
He's right. Automatically
right, I hear you. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, in either case, whether it's a loan or a sale, Kanta, it works, V'ein HaBaal Ochel Peros, and the Baal doesn't collect the Peros. Right? In other words, it's hers, only hers. Now, what did Rav say? Rav said, by a Mecher, he can use the Peros, by a Matana, not. Comes along Rabbi Elazar, and says, no, both of them not. Offered Rav Chista uvde Rav Chista held like Rav Elazar. Amale Rabban Ukva Rav Nechemia Barbante de Rav. The grandchildren of Rav said Rav Chista Shavak Mar Rav Riv Avik Kizutri. What you abandoning our grandfather Rav? You had like some small time Rav, Rav Elazar, small potatoes Rav. Look at what Rashbam says. Rav. Rav Shekadam L'Rav Yochanan Rabba Shurab Eliezer. Rav was before Yochanan the Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer. Kedisa B'Shechit Eschulin. The Chol's Mantra Yerav Kayim HaYashalach Le Rav Yochanan L'Kadam Rabbeinu Shebabavel. As long as he was alive, they gave him he was the top.
What was the difference between Rav and Rav
Elazar? Rav said that when I'm by a Mecher,
He is.
By a Mecher, he's entitled to her field, but by a Matana, not. Rabbi Elazar said, no, neither case is he entitled. So you hold it like that? What about Rav? Rav was the God of Ladar. V'od, Damalei Brish Lakish, Shekal Osin Ayam, Hayahu B'Yeshiva, V'ani B'Amida. I had to stand up because Rav was there. I couldn't sit down in front of Rav. V'od, Amrin B'Erevin, Amar Rav, Haydim Mechadadin Mechaveria Tfei, Mishum Dechazite, L'Rav Meir Mechore. I was so great because I once saw Rav Meir. I was looking to see Rav Meir from behind. Imagine if I saw Rav Meir's face. So how could you abandon Rav? You hold like some Rabbi Elazar, some you know, he's no slouch. But compared to Rav, right? How could you do that? I'm a lay. I don't know. I'm a Rav of the. No, I'm holding like a dolem also. Don't worry about it. The Chiyosa Ravin, I'm Rav Yochanan. Echad Zev, Echad Zev. Kansev Ein Habal Ochel Peros. Hold like Rav Yochanan. Yochanan's no slouch. I'm a Rava Hilchasa Hamocher Sado LeIshto. If you sell a field to your wife, Lo Kansa, it doesn't even work. V'abal ochel peros. B'matana, if it's a matana, kansa, she acquires it. V'ein abal ochel peros. That makes no sense. Tarti, just contradicted yourself, right?
No, this is when you sold it.
What?
Who's this according to?
This is according to
Hilchaza, Rava, hamocher sada l'ishto. If you sell a field to your wife, lo kansa, she doesn't get it. V'abal ochel peros. B'matana, kansa, the ain't habal ocha peros?
That goes like Rav. Yeah.
So Tarti? Rashbam says, Bitmia, Shnei Devarim Shal Rav Esosrin Zezeh. They contradict each other. Why? Lo Kansa, Mashma, Lo Guf, Lo Peros. Why not? Why doesn't she get it? Because he only did it to get his money back. Legluye hu ze uzuzi hu deboi. Fabal ocha peros, Mashma, Shekansa Guf Akarka, the Lav Gluye Zuzi hu deboi. Right?
So he's arguing against Rav Yochanan?
Yeah. He's like, it's a.
Unless you say specifically, you always hold like Rabbi
Yochanan. Okay. Now, he said like this: if you sell a field to your wife, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because the only reason why you sold it was to get your own money back. Right? So it doesn't work, right? Now, when it says the Baal's Ochel Peros, what do you mean the Baal's Ochel Peros? That's what the problem. The first one doesn't make sense. Hamocher sadeh le'ishto. If you sell a field to your wife, lo kansa, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? Because the only reason why you sold it was to get your own money back. What's the next line? V'abal el chaperos. That doesn't make any sense. What do you mean v'abal el chaperos? It's mine. It's a given. What do we have to say that for? Then he says, b'matana, kansa, it does work. V'ein habal el chaperos. Why? Because you say you gave it by ayin yafa, so you can't be there. So tarati, it makes no sense. The first line makes no sense. If you, it's not, it doesn't, nothing makes no sense. It contradicts itself. If the sale to my wife is invalid, what do you mean I'm able to eat the peros? Of course I'm able to eat the peros. Right? Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan, right? When Rava said it doesn't work, that's the most tmunin. That's a hidden money. That's hidden money. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because hidden money, I'm only doing it to get my money back. Kan, when do we say it does work? B'moth, she'ain't t'munin, with money that's not hidden, right? The Amar Rav Yehuda, most t'munin, hidden money, lo kansa, it doesn't work. Most she'ain't t'munin, kansa. In other words, Rav made two statements. His two statements were, if I sell it to you, it doesn't work. That's not so simple. It depends. If I sell it to her, if I'm doing it because I want my money back, it doesn't work. The second statement said, and I can eat the peros. Well, if I sell it to her, I trust her. She never took a nickel from me. Why am I selling it to her? Because the IRS, I'm going to get it out of my name. I'm going to put it in her name. So it's a legitimate sale. So can I use the peros? Of course I can. That's what Rava said. Now Rava makes perfect sense. What would Rava say? Hamocher sadeh le'ishto, lo kansa. If you're doing it to get your money back, it's not a valid sale. However, if you're doing it to not to get your money back, but you want to do it for some other reason, habalos haperos. It's a good sale, the balis to peros. All right? Should we start? Oh, do a little bit more. Tan Rabbanan. What? And there was no way to stop. All right. Tan Rabbanan. Ein mekablin pikdonos. You cannot accept the pikadon. Lo min hanashim. Not from nashim. Lo min hatinokos. Not from children. What does that mean? The Rashbam says, lo man anashim, the ikla meimar, gunvam leba'alehem v'la'adonehem, they stole it from their, you know women, they stole it from their husband and from their master, v'tinokos nami, shema gunvam beis ba'alabayis, shem darim sham, you know how kids are, they take things.
It's a probability.
We can't help out people that are stealing things. And when we don't take it, they're going to give it back. Right? If nobody's going to buy anything from a woman, woman's going to say, I have a lovely necklace to sell you. So where did you get that necklace from? No, I got it from my grandmother. Whole story. No, nobody's interested. I shall put it back, but her husband's the husband, because what's she going to do with it? You hear this? You hear this, Gemara? Kibel min ha'isha, right? Yachzar le'isha. If you do take it, right, you return it back to the wife. What does that mean? Kibel yachzar, right. V'yemetha, and if she died, yachzar le'baila. You return it back to the husband. Says the Rashbam, Shafilu imniten la'momon zeh almanas she'ein le'baila reshusba. Even if she's, you don't want the husband to have any money, he can't get any profit. Kivon, Shemetha, Yersha, Baila. Since she died, the husband inherits it. Shabal Yarash Ishto. Filgach, Yagzer, Labal, the mama. The Mimon of Shach. Achzer from Rabbi Shalom, Shabaila. Either she stole it from him, or he rearshens her. Kibum and Eved, Yagzer, Eved. The Amaze, Yagzer, Rabbo. Same story, right? Kibum and Akotin. If you took it from the cotton, yazalo segula, you make a segula out of it. We'll see tomorrow what that is. The emes yachzal liyarshav, and if he dies, you give it to his yarshim, whoever they are. All right. So we'll stop here, and we'll go with what that segula is. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very, very good day.